change their mind. I'm tired of the hustle, get out on the bustle every time I see the light. Tell me, baby, can you feel my soul? I'm rolling with the rhythm on cruise control. I got three chords and I speak the truth to Willie Nelson, that's a country song. By the Mississippi River, there's a southbound train and it's headed for the goal. Gonna buy my ticket and hold it tight till I know I'm getting close. See me running down the alleyway, looking for the jetty, searching for my soul. You know, Mississippi River, there's a southbound train and it's heading for the Gulf. Gonna buy my ticket and hold it tight till I know I'm getting close. You see me running down the alleyway, looking for the jetties, searching for my soul. You know, oh.
Welcome. You are listening to the Radio Free Palmer Sports Scene. I am Tim Rocky here with some sports numbers, news, nonsense. We've got sports, we've got news, we've got jazz, we've got blues. If you are, call you a high school graduate between, I don't know, say 2007 and 2011, you may or may not remember this track. Senior Skip Day from Mac Miller. So 7 years ago on, I believe, Sunday, Mac Miller released his first mixtape, Kids, with Ross from Records kicking incredibly dope stuff. And, you know, I try to focus on the jazz, the blues, kick a little rock every now and then. Speaking of which, tonight we got some country coming at you from the Pickin' On series, the Taylor Swift cover. We got some Zach Brown Band coming at you. I'll throw some Gary Clark Jr. at you. Got a James Brown surprise there at the end. Show's going to be great. I'm not going to lie, folks. I love cutting together audio, and I had me a blast cutting up the Mac Miller tracks that I was going to put in tonight's show. So I hope you enjoy, and sit back, relax, turn up that radio, and prepare yourself for the Radio Free Palmer sports scene. So what we're going to talk about today is we're going to get into a little bit of the Mayweather-McGregor fight. I'm pretty much going to cover that until indefinitely, because between here and August 26th, people will change their opinions 3, 4, or 5 times. Between when the fight happens and then when the hype for it dies down, I don't know if people are going to stop talking about this fight. They called Mayweather Pacquiao the fight to save boxing. I think it ended up as the fight that killed boxing. This may be the gimmick to revive boxing. I don't know exactly how to describe taking the most feared man in combat sports and putting him against the most decorated man in combat sports. However different they may be from one another. Ooh, I do really like this beat. This was Kool-Aid and Frozen Pizza. I just want to ride with it a little bit. I kind of just want to sit here in the studio and dance to these Mac Miller beats. So, Mayweather-McGregor is going to be a blast when it happens. It's not happening that soon, but a couple weeks down the road, we will be seeing the culmination of all the hype that has been Conor McGregor getting his boxing license. He's a 2-weight class belt holder in UFC. Of course, Dana White has been right in Conor's corner, almost literally, in an effort to boost the hype for this fight, get people to think that his guy really has a chance. A lot of people are betting on Conor McGregor just because they like the guy, because, you know, he's cocky. He's a great press conference guy. They went on, I think, a 4-city tour where they just talk trash to each other across a table with microphones, and who doesn't love that, right? Pure sports fans. Yeah, that's what I want. I don't want you guys to actually figure out who's better. I just want you to talk about it with your egos, not actual facts, stats, or numbers. It's the type of thing I like. You know, let's step back from sports for a minute. Let's not say it is simply a meritocracy to determine who is superior at whichever skill you choose. And let's say, you know, who's got the better trash talking game? Who can get in their head? Who can be a jerk and make that carry over into the fight? So Mayweather-McGregor is going to be crazy. Mayweather's strategy as of late has been that he's going to try to hype up McGregor. He's saying, you know, I am not as fast as I have been recently. These are loose quotes, by the way. I am not as fast as I have been in my recent career. It's been like, I don't know, 9 years since my last knockout, whenever that was. He's become an incredibly defensive fighter. And if anybody is ready to get caught, which is the draw here, you take a pure striker such as McGregor, especially a southpaw, a left guy coming from the left side against Mayweather, who, you know, has been at the top for so long, but has simply been fighting off people coming to take his reign as of late. He's not been a guy going out there to actually take anyone else's belt recently. So get a guy that can actually strike, that can actually have a puncher's chance, is what this whole fight is built on. And throw him in there against a guy who's undefeated and see if he can take his belt in a different sport. So, been rambling about that for a little while. We're going to ramble about baseball later. We're going to ramble about fantasy football. Dun, 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 dun. It's that time. I love to nerd out about sports. It's one of my favorite things to do. And fantasy football is an entire industry movement, you know, little corner of the internet, a large corner of the internet. I heard today on the radio that there are 7.2 billion dollars spent on just fantasy sports, and about 2/3 of that is just football. It's crazy. So many people love to compete from their computers. You know, keyboard athletes, as you may call them. It's a fantastic way to talk trash with your friends over the winter. All right, we're going to be back with fantasy football. Here is Shake It Off. Enjoy.
I stay up too late. Got nothing in my brain. Lots of people say. Lots of people say. I go on too many dates. But I can't make them stay. At least that's what people say. Shake it off, I shake it off. Heartbreak is gonna break, 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 break. Fake is gonna fake, 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 fake. I'm just gonna shake, 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 shake. Shake it off, I shake it off. I never miss a beat. I'm landing on my feet. And that's what they don't see. Mm-mm. That's what they don't see. Mm-mm. I'm dancing on my own. It's like I got shake it, shake it off, I shake it off. Heartbreaker's gonna break, 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 break. And the fake is gonna fake, 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 fake. I'm just gonna shake, 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 shake. Shake it off, I shake it off. I 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 shake it off, I shake it off. Well, you've been getting down and out about the liars and the dirty, dirty cheats of the world. You could have been getting down to this sick beat. My ex-man brought his new girlfriend. She's like, oh my God. But I'm just gonna shake it to the fella over there with the hella good hair. Won't you come on over, baby? We can shake, shake, shake. Play, 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 play. The haters gonna hate, 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 hate. I'm just gonna shake, 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 shake. Shake it off, I shake it off.
Alright, alright, alright.
Oh, Christ.
How you doing?
Goodness, I love this music. So, had a little bit of technical difficulties for this week's show. We're dealing with them, amicably, I might add. This is what Don't Mind If I Do from Mac Miller. So, looking at last year's totals for statistics in the NFL, one that stands out to me is 1,631 is the number of rushing yards that Zeke Elliott had. Now, he is set to be suspended for the league's first six games after the ongoing, we will call it domestic violence investigation that the NFL did for almost more than an entire calendar year, culminated with a 6-game suspension. Now, many sports pundits are saying, you know, this is just a reaction to what happened with Ray Rice. Some people are saying this is a reaction to what happened with Tom Brady, that they saw we could suspend him 4 games, but then do you suspend someone the same amount for putting their hands on a woman that they do for deflating footballs, allegedly? So that is a shock to Ezekiel Elliott, the Cowboys, Cowboys fans, fantasy owners everywhere, because rushing yards is something that you're going to want on a team. Those are what really churn out points. If you can get a couple, because no, very few running backs are consistent enough to be putting 100 yards and a couple touchdowns up there every week. But when you're a guy like Ezekiel Elliott, Le'Veon Bell, DeMarco Murray, the other top runners on that list were Jordan Howard of Chicago, Jay Ajayi of Miami. Your value goes up so much on a team that you're going to be drafted in the first couple of picks no matter what. And then you're going to be played even when you play good defense or you may have a bad game. Now, quarterbacks are hit and miss based on, you know, a defense, a team strategy towards that defense. If your guys who are at the top of the passing yards list, like Drew Brees with 5,208 yards, holy cow, he keeps doing it. He's old and he just keeps doing it. Philip Rivers, another old guy out there kicking it. 4,386 for him last year. You know, you're a top fantasy quarterback. You can deliver completions consecutively over the course of a game, but does completions, and especially long-range completions, necessarily mean winning? Not always, because in football, it's a timed game. So if you've got a guy like Ezekiel Elliott or Le'Veon Bell or, you know, any of the random running backs who will show up on fantasy rosters this year and determine the outcome in games who no one's ever heard of before, then that's what can help you win a football game. And that's what is going to be used by an NFL coach and is going to be valued by a fantasy owner. I pretty much purely look at the NFL from a fantasy standpoint at this point. So it's going to be that's the type of coverage you're getting this year, folks. I hope you're ready for it. T.Y. Hilton led the league in receiving with 1,448. Julio Jones, Odell Beckham right behind him. Mike Evans. Oh, we got some Gary Clark Jr. to kick to. Okay, we're back, folks. Had to kick it to the Blues there for a hot minute. Never fear. So, in fantasy football, which we're all so very excited for, the value definitely goes to the running game. Passing game is necessary for, you know, quick amounts of points, but what's really going to be the rock of your team is a running game. Just to throw this out there, Bobby Wagner led the league with 167 tackles. Vic Beasley Jr. had 15.5 sacks to lead the league. Casey Hayward had 7 interceptions to lead the league. So, when you're looking at, for the Los Angeles Chargers, we have to say that now, the Los Angeles Chargers. So, when you're looking at defensive players, and you can pick up a different 3 if you're in a league like I am, where you're in a PPR league that plays specific defensive players for their statistics, you can pick up a different defensive players every week and be fine. It's your defense overall that's going to maybe not make or break your team, but you know that if you've got the Seattle defense or the New England defense, that you can count on 15 to 20 points every week. And, you know, you start with that 35-point threshold and then come down to it. But picking a defense, I always pick defenses too high. That's just what I do. I like to have something I can count on. I'd rather have that than pick a, you know, backup running back in the fifth round that's going to be hurt by week four. So there's my backhanded fantasy football knowledge. Let's talk some baseball. Oh, finally. So if you are a youth in the city of Palmer, you play Palmer baseball, you play Colony baseball, you play Palmer Little League, or you just want to get involved in some baseball, there is fall baseball tonight at 6 o'clock. That's right after the show. Over at Palmer Senior Field, I'll be helping run. So if you miss baseball, like I do, come on out to the ball field and we'll fix that. So in Major League Baseball, the Houston Astros continue to be the best team in the league. The Washington Nationals may have just lost Bryce Harper. And as of Sunday, my St. Louis Cardinals were tied for first place in the National League Central, but it is not Sunday anymore. The Dodgers are still running away with the West. The Indians still have a decent lead in the Central over the Twins and Royals. And the Red Sox are starting to take stride in the month of August and get some distance between them and the Yankees. The wild card situation is where it's going to get fun. The Yankees lead in the AL with three teams tied for second place, Minnesota, Kansas City, and LA. Now there are five teams within three games of that second spot. Toronto, Texas, Tampa, Seattle, Baltimore, and, Baltimore, Seattle, Tampa, Texas, Toronto, and Detroit are all very close. And in the National League, Colorado has the first spot, Arizona has the second spot, and my Cardinals and the rest of the Central are kind of fighting to get back into that second spot. Now, coming into the month of August, it's going to be interesting to see how these teams round out. Now, guys who are leading the league in batting average are Jose Altuve. Just one second. Yeah, I meant to save that little bit of baseball news for that segment. That's supposed to be a designed segment that I do on purpose because you're supposed to smell what the Rock is cooking, and tonight I'm cooking up some baseball. But Jose Altuve hitting 363, he's a freak at 5'1.5". Justin Turner's got a red beard, that's not fair, he's hitting 346. Giancarlo Stanton has, I believe, taking the record for Miami home runs in a season at 44. Aaron Judge is at 36 in the American League, but he's a rookie. Don't forget that. Joey Gallo, another youngster, down there at 34 home runs for Texas, having himself season. Bellinger, almost a lock to win Rookie of the Year in the National League, has 34. Bryce Harper at 29. I said he hurt his knee, kind of hyperextended it, running through first after a rain delay. They're going to need him if Washington's going to do anything in the postseason. RBI leaders are Nelly Cruz in the AL with 95, Nolan Arenado. Shh, quietest superstar in the Major League Baseball. At 101, he's been having himself a whale of a season, also plays fantastic defense. Leaders in wins and ERA are the same in both leagues. Shocker there. Chris Sale has 14 wins and a 2.51 ERA. Clayton Kershaw has 15 wins and a 2.04 ERA. Now, those horses are going to be what makes a difference come October. How quick can they get their teams out of the games, and how soon can they get it to the bullpen? The WAR leaders in each league, that is wins above replacement. So the average statistics of a position player at their position, how many quote-unquote wins better are these players? Jose Altuve is 6.4 wins better than the average second baseman. Paul Goldschmidt is 5.6 wins above the replacement. Andrelton Simmons in there at 6.3. And Aaron Judge at 5.6. Kick it to James. That's the show for me. Hope you guys enjoyed it. I'll be seeing you next week. I'm out. I knew that I wouldn't. So good.
sugar runs by. I feel nice, sugar runs by.